Chapter 13, Bouncing Back from Setbacks in 5 Steps. Here's good news for involuntary singles who've lost someone they love, for employees who've been downsized out of a job, and for anyone who wants to end heartbreak and bounce back quickly from the toughest setbacks. You make a magical recovery from any loss and make your life even better than ever with success tools that you gain in highlights of my radio interview for A Lasting Love with Donna Marie Thompson, PhD. Dr. Donna wrote the best-selling book, Bouncing Back from Loss, How to Learn from Your Past, Build the Present, and Transform Your Future. Hadley, why do so many of us have to hit bottom while grieving a loss before we look for a path out of pain? Dr. Donna, the lowest level of energy is being the victim of a loss. Getting stuck in the victim way of thinking actually drains your energy so you can't pull yourself out of it. Hadley, when I was on my knees in grief after the tragic loss of my marriage, I eventually found relief in this Sufi saying, when the heart grieves over what it has lost, the spirit rejoices over what it has left. Giving thanks for the love and blessings that remain in your life creates more feelings of love and gratitude. This lifts you up from your knees. How do you help people shift from grief to gratitude and love? Dr. Donna, I help people end heartbreak and bounce back from loss by using 5 steps, which I call my 5 E's. Step 1, explore what happened by writing in your journal. The more you unload in your journaling, the less emotional weight you carry. Step 2, eliminate unwanted feelings. You may have no idea that you can control your feelings, but you can let go of painful feelings and choose feelings that support and strengthen you. It's your choice. You can set time boundaries for grieving a certain number of hours each day and stick to it. If you're angry, decide how much time you'll spend each day being angry. As soon as you reach your daily quota, then move on to other emotions and actions. This is a gradual process that lets people have their grief and angry feelings, but limit them. You discover it's your life and your time, so why will you devote all your energy to thoughts and feelings that drag you down? If you need help in the beginning, seek counseling or medications from an MD. Keep the faith that this too shall pass. Step 3, embrace the situation. Accept that what is, is. Looking back at the past and thinking, what if and if only, actually serves no purpose except wasting your time. Step 4, envision your new future. Start shedding even more of your past that you'd planned before your loss. Realize that you now can make new choices which change the course of your life. Stop seeing what you've lost and start seeing all that you have. Step 5, energize your present opportunities and help others do the same. Shifting your focus away from yourself and toward helping others is a great healer of grief. Hadley, what if you can't seem to help others or build the life you love? What if you're stuck in the clutches of destructive behavior that steals joy and sabotages love? Let's break through those barriers to even greater love and happiness next.